Well, good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark coming to you from Salem Academy High School, where your Warriors will be taking on the Crusaders here in some non-league action. Amity comes into this game playing some good basketball. I have played against some good competition here to start the year. And Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball from Salem Academy High School. This is Jeff Clark. Amity girls will play first tonight, then the boys, and this non-league action. My wife says it sounds good. That's always good to hear. I didn't have the mic turned on for the radio side of it. So, as you know, we have a feed going on KLYC on a live feed there, a live stream. And we also have the Podbean app for those who prefer that. Makes it easy to listen on your phone or wherever you are. Thank you for joining us this evening. Got about 4.5 minutes to go before the start of this basketball contest. Warriors come into this having played a pretty tough schedule, really. They've played some of the best teams in the state and have had some mixed results. Went down to Sutherland and beat them by, I think, 6 points at Sutherland. Let me get my thing open here. Beat them 47-41 and then lost to Corbett at home 55-51 in a game that was very close down the stretch of that game. Corbett needed a couple of timely threes by Schimmel to hold the Warriors off in the fourth quarter, and then played Banks and beat them by 12 points 55-43 at Dayton this last week. In between those three difficult games, all of those are very highly ranked teams. They defeated Pleasant Hill, North Douglas, and Harrisburg in resounding fashion. Salem Academy comes into this with an 0-5 record. Salem Academy traditionally been a powerhouse in 2A, 3A girls basketball. They've moved kind of back and forth between classifications. They're at 2A right now, and they have lost to 1A St. Paul, Bandon's a 2A school. Lost to 1A Country Christian. They lost to North Douglas 51-38. So that's a common opponent. 51-38. They lost by 13 points at home against North Douglas. The Warriors beat North Douglas by 17 at home. So for a common opponent, kind of gives you a little bit of comparison idea there. They also lost to Jefferson by 20. Jefferson's a pretty solid 3A team. Gave the Warriors some trouble last year in one of the two games in which we played them. He did a buzzer beater from Alyssa McMullen to win that game at Jefferson last year. So, again, when you look at a team and you kind of look at how they score, Salem Academy has been in the 30s four times. Only against Country Christian did they get above 50 points or even above 40 points. And so not a high-scoring team. The Warriors, on the other hand, the low score this year has been 47 points. And have averaged well over 50, right around 55 points a game so far this year. Warriors, of course, you can't really say they're being led by anybody. That's one of the great things about this Amity team is that you say Amity Warriors are led by, you have to kind of stop. And your answer becomes one of two things. Either depends on the night, or they're led by five players. The starting five on this team, any given play, any given trip down the floor, any given quarter game, one of them may put the team on her back and carry it for a while. The starters, of course, Alyssa McMullen, Adie Nisley, Maya Harzma, Sarah Lynn Grove, and Eliza Nisley. They win with defense. They win with good execution and passing in the half court. And occasionally, somebody gets hot, oftentimes Alyssa McMullen, or maybe Sarah Lynn Grove, or maybe one of the Nisleys, and starts knocking down three-pointers on top of that. We are just about ready for the national anthem here, so I'm going to throw this back to commercial, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to get things started here from Salem Academy High School. Wait for a commercial to finish here on KLYC. Give me just a moment. All right, we are ready for the starting lineups. Nice opening prayer and national anthem there. For the Warriors, it's going to be their normal starting five. It's going to be Alyssa McMullen, number 3, number 10, Adie Nisley, 11 Maya Harzma, 12 Eliza Nisley, and 13 Sarah Lynn Grove. This is a starting five that, as you know, as a Warrior fan, they're going to get after you defensively. They're going to trap and press and force turnovers and make it difficult to start your offense. And when they do get into half court offensively, they're going to try to pound that ball down to the baseline, then back to the mid post, try to get cutters going to the basket. For Salem Academy, let's see who their starters are here. Number two, Chase Sullivan. Number three, Sophie Pass. Number 10, Eleanor Pass. So two passes out there. Number 11, Addie Bennett. And number 22, Carolee Fridley. So starting lineup, Sullivan, Pass, Bennett, and Fridley. So we'll try to get those names mastered here in short order for you. Appreciate you joining us this evening for this non-league matchup. The Amity Warriors come into this game with one loss. And the Salem Academy Crusaders are 0-5. We are ready to tip this off. It will be number 22, Fridley, jumping center against Grove. Fridley looks to be about the same height as Grove, so I'm going to put her at 5'9", maybe a shade taller, 5'10". And only one senior on this roster, and she's not starting. So Warriors ready to go here. Warriors in their road uniforms, royal blue with white outline numbers and letters. 80 with the ball, loses it, out of bounds, tipped by Sullivan. Warriors will inbound here. I'm across the floor from the scores table. Warriors going right to left in front of me. Grove on the right angle, down in the corner to McMullen. McMullen drives left, looks for Harzma, not there, back out to Nisley. Eliza with the drive on the baseline. She is fouled by number three, Sophie Pass. Got a trip there along the baseline. Harzma inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Harzma triggers it in kind of a box formation there, gets it into Grove, left angle or left baseline, drives, bounce pass underneath, tried to go to 80 Nisley, and the bounce pass was unsuccessful, went out of bounds along the baseline. Warriors in a 1-3-1, full court. Trap out of this, working to the right is Sullivan, swings it back, they go middle court, left side, there's a pass headed in, gets her shot blocked by Grove, ball's loose, Harzma with it, lost it to Bennett, and then a reach-in foul on Harzma. A little frustration there that she got the ball taken from her. So a good press break there by Salem Academy. They had no problem breaking the press at all. Coach Eidmig happy with that, I'm sure. Pass, kicks it back out to Bennett down in the corner. It's a drive and a kick out to Pass. Pass with it on top. It's Eleanor Pass. Working against this 1-3-1, tipped and stolen by McMullen. McMullen going the other direction with it. It's going to take it in with the right hand and score. Nice job by Alyssa. First 2 points of the game for either team. Warriors right back in their pressure defense here. There's a hook pass to the middle, knocked away by Harzma. Picked up by Bennett. Gets it to Sophie Pass. Now on top to Sullivan. Sullivan running the point for him. Warren number two. High post. It's Fridley. Back out to Pass. Sullivan with it on top, backs it out again. Shot clock down to 10. There's a drive by Sophie Pass, hooks one over her shoulder. Terrible pass picked off by Eliza Nisley. Ahead to 80 Nisley, quickly up the lane and scores. 80 Nisley with the basket, Eliza Nisley with the assist after she got the steal. Warriors push this press up even further now. They're all inside the three-point line, and a pass goes out of bounds as Bennett was trying to get the ball to Sophie Pass on this near sideline here, threw it behind her. Little chaos and a little pressure and a bad pass. Things are very connected. Warriors run their four high with backdoor cutters. It's Harzma, nothing there, backs it out. Mid-range, Eliza drives to the right, gets baseline, kicks it out. McMullen left corner three, short. Grove tips and long rebound chased down by Nisley. Eliza with it. Eliza swings it over to McMullen on the left angle. Down low to Grove. Grove got low post position and scores on the turn. Great job of sealing off by Sarah Lynn Grove and an excellent assist by McMullen. There's a steal by Nisley, and she is fouled before the shot. I think McMullen got a tip on that, and Adie ended up getting the deflected pass and fouled as she took it up with the left arm. Before she took it up, Warriors will inbound on the left side of the key. And we've got a timeout taken by Salem Academy. 6-0 Amity, 5:46 left to go. And 30-second timeout, full timeout. What do we got? 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. So the first time down the floor, the Crusaders able to break that pressure with some about four or five real good passes, very crisp. And then everything changed all of a sudden when a couple of tip passes got a little bit more chaotic. And there's just not a lot of margin of error against this Warrior press. If you are just slightly off on your pass, a little delayed, if you look at it a little too long before you make it, you've got to snap those passes. They got to be crisp and on target, or else the quick hands and feet of these girls for the Warriors is going to cause problems. Warriors go four low across the block here. That's one on each side of the key and one out in the corner. Harzma inbounds, looks for 80 on the cut. She's got it. She missed the lay-in. Might have got fouled. No call. Rebound to Sullivan up the right side. They trap her. Gets it middle. Driving down the right side. Fridley blocked by Grove. Her second block of the game. Harzma has got Nisley out in front. 80 cross court to Alyssa, and she lays it up and in. Took Maya a little while to figure out that she had two Warriors out in front of everybody else. 8-0 Warriors. Pass to the middle, picked off, stolen by Eliza. Eliza attacks with the right hand, lays it up, no good. 80 with the rebound, shovels it back into McMullen, lays it up and in from about 6 feet. Alyssa's got six. It's 10-0 Warriors, still pressing. Only 3 minutes gone here in this first quarter. There's a tip by McMullen off the foot of the referee and picked up by Salem Academy, but her foot, Sophie Pass, I think, or Eleanor Pass's foot was out of bounds when she picked it up. So Warriors get a little break there, but a good defensive play by McMullen to get the tip. Harzma with it. Over in the right angle, extended to Nisley. Eliza takes a couple dribbles, now drives to the foul line, goes down to the baseline, and a little 10-12-footer there by Alyssa McMullen drops it in. Good little penetration and kick to the baseline. McMullen with eight in the first quarter. Cross-court pass. They hook it down the right sideline to Pass. Eleanor Pass drives, traveled. Oh, my goodness. She got like four steps there. No call. Harzma gets the rebound, though. Harzma pushes up the right side, puts the brakes on, cuts back towards the middle of the key, all the way in with the left hand, up off the glass and in. What a job by Maya Harzma. Just attacking the full length of the court there. Nobody's stopping ball. 14-0 Warriors. So pass ahead, picked off by Grove. Grove ahead to McMullen. McMullen puts the brakes on. Back out to Nisley. Over to 80. 80. Steps through, a little short on that, tips, rebound to Bennett. And another timeout taken by Coach Imig. He's going to get some relief into the game. 14-0. So Salem Academy, I don't know all the details on this, but I can tell you what I do know, and that is that Salem Academy is not the same program they were just a couple of years ago. I'm trying to remember the name of the coach. Ben, I can't remember his last name, was the coach here for years. And he's no longer here. And over the summer, they had two or three of their best players leave and go to Western Christian. So I don't know the whole story there. What I do know is that this is not the same program that for years was dominating 2A and 3A girls basketball. They had some tremendous athletes come through here. The Conkey girl comes to mind just a few years ago, kind of the end of their really good run. But this team just does not have any – well, they don't have a single player that would start for us. Their best player is probably their point guard, Chase Sullivan. She'd be coming off the bench in Amity. So that just tells you the difference in the programs right now. Salem Academy – getting ready to inbound underneath the Warriors' basket. The Warriors man up. Pass ahead. Knocked away. Stolen by Eliza. One-on-one with Pass. Sophie Pass, and she took it from her. Pulls up. 17-footer, a little short. Rebound inside. Harzma picks it up along the baseline. Kicks it back out. McMullen, 15-footer, buries it. Hell, Alyssa McMullen on fire with 10 points in this first quarter. 3:49 remaining. It is 16-0 Amity, their best start in any game this year. Sullivan with the ball, center of the court, picks up her dribble, 25 feet from the basket, gets it to Sophie Pass, drives, throws one up off balance and gets completely bailed out by the officials. They don't want to see a shutout in the first quarter, I guess. And so to the line will go Sophie Pass. They're going to call that on Grove, her first second team foul on the Warriors. To the line, Sophie Pass makes the first one, and they're on the board. One more coming for number three, and she misses that one. Grove tips, comes back out, pass for three, knuckleball goes in. So she ends up with 4 points that time down the floor, 16-4 Warriors. Quickly ahead, McMullen for three at the other end, looks good. No, just a little short, tipped. Nicely with the rebound. Back out to Eliza. Eliza drives, hooks one up with the right hand, misses that shot. She went, attacked the front of the rim, couldn't decide if she wanted to go right or left. Didn't have a really good angle on either one. Pass with the ball. Drives left. She's feeling confident now. Gets down low, kicks it back out. Sullivan on top. Back to pass in the high post. Sullivan with it. Top of the key, works right. Cut off by 80. On top to Bennett. Over to pass on the left angle, looking for the cutter through. It's 24 Imig into the game. They swing it back around. Sullivan with 8 seconds on the shot clock to Sophie Pass. Pass gets a screen, goes to the cutting big girl, and she lays it up and in. That is Fridley. And so they've scored 6 straight to cut the lead down to 10. McMullen, man-to-man defense for the Crusaders here. Backs it out, surveys the court. Over to 80. Looking for Eliza. Throws a poor pass over the top. Eliza, I think 80 thought Eliza was going to cut to the baseline. Eliza started to and then was going to just kind of put the brakes on, and the pass sailed over her head. It's just a miscommunication there between the twins. Sullivan with it. To pass on the right angle, extended. On top, Imig. Imig swings it left side to Sullivan. Goes down low to pass. Ball stripped away and stolen. Eliza stripped it. 80 came up with it. Eliza with the ball. Throws a baseball pass ahead to McMullen. McMullen on the left corner. Back out to Eliza. To Harzma. Harzma over to 80 on the right wing. 80 starts to dribble. Tries to go again to Eliza on the cut. This one knocked away. And finally coming out of there is Bennett. So Warriors trying to run a little two-man game with the Nisley girls. And twice in a row it's been unsuccessful. 145 and counting to go here in the first quarter. 16-6 Amity. Ball knocked loose on the floor. Picked up. Should have been an over and back no call. Grove with the steal, though. A little chaotic there for Salem Academy. And Nisley down low to Grove. Too high on the pass. Third turnover. Then Nisley gets it back, takes it with the left hand, and scores. 80 Nisley making up for the bad pass with a great defensive play. She's got 4 in the first quarter. 18-6 Warriors. Minute 20 to go in this opening stanza. Sullivan, right angle, knocked away and stolen by 80. Throws it quickly ahead to Eliza. Eliza puts the brakes on. Nothing there. Now attacks, drives, leaves it. We're going to get a blocking foul on the drive. Says she tried to dish it off to Sarah Lynn for the lay-in. That is just the 13th foul on the Crusaders with 1:06 to go. Sophie Chase out and into the game. Eleanor Pass, or Sophie Pass out into the game. Eleanor Pass. Harzma to inbound, right side of the key, gets it into Grove. Grove surveys the court, works left, back out to Nisley, 80 with it. 80 starts to drive to Grove. Grove, left corner, 3, no good, long rebound, 80 Nisley. Swings it quickly to McMullen on the right angle, extended. She surveys, goes to Harzma in the right corner. Harzma dribbles out along the three-point line, now goes to the basket, up, strong, and scores with the left hand. Right in front of the rim. Harzma makes the little runner. Tough shot in traffic for being 5'4", whatever she is, 5'5", does a great job of getting her shot off in the middle of taller girls. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Warriors with 27 seconds. 20-6 Amity on top. Boys game to follow. Into the game, Kylie Wilson. Kylie replaces Sarah Lynn. Grove gets a little break here to finish out the first quarter. Everybody else has played the 7.5 minutes so far, and we'll continue. Fridley with it. Gives it up. Sullivan back to Fridley. Down low. Strong off the glass and in her second basket. Warriors rotated, but there was no size there on the rotation. Fridley about 5'10", able to knock it down. McMullen misses the three. Sullivan with the rebound. 20-8 Warriors. Sullivan up the right side. Picked off by Harzma. Harzma going the other way. She's got Nisley out in front. Harzma will take it all by herself. Lay it up and in. Maya Harzma with six. And right before the buzzer, the Warriors take a 22-8 lead after one quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville and Podbean. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Salem Academy High School. The Warriors lead the Crusaders 22-8 after one. Alyssa McMullen leading the way with 10 points in that first quarter. Maya Harzma had six, 80 had four, and Sarah Lynn had two. And the Warriors had about seven or eight steals in that first quarter. Sullivan to inbound the ball to Fridley, gets it back. Sullivan working left against this 1-3-1. Now back to the right, hooks a pass down low, picked off by Eliza. Throws it ahead to 80. 80 pushes hard. It's a 2-on-1, bounce pass to McMullen. McMullen, little short jumper, missed that one. Rebound inside. Emily Rice gets tied up. Good offensive rebounding effort by Emily there. Warriors will get it on the alternating possession. Rice, left side of the key, along the baseline to inbound. And throws it away. 80 was going, faked left, was going back to her right. Emily threw it. They were running out of time there. Warriors in their 1-3-1 with McMullen out on top of this. She pushes Sullivan to the right. They trap her. Traveled. No call. Left side, Imig with it. Hooks a pass inside. Tipped by 80. And they're going to say it is still Crusaders basketball. 22-8 Warriors. Waiting for a Crusaders player to tie her shoe. I think that's Sullivan. She'll inbound left side of the key along the baseline. Now we've got a stoppage here. The official heads over to the table to clarify something. And I don't know what they're checking. Maybe the shot clock. Yeah, they're going to put 29 on the shot clock. Here we go. Sullivan inbound left side of the key along the baseline. Lobs it in. Fridley, short jumper, no good. Eliza with the rebound in traffic. Comes ripping out of there, flying up the floor. It's a 3-on-2. Hooks a pass underneath the Wilson. Lays it up and in. What a job by Eliza Nisley with the rebound and the assist. And Wilson, a good job running the floor. McMullen gets a tip on the front of that pressure. Sullivan gets it over to pass. Pass down low. Block shot by Wilson on Bennett, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Bennett. Kylie just straight up with those hands. Does a good job of not fouling down there. Not sure what that stoppage was for. They had a blew a whistle and pointed at something, but nothing changed. 24-8 Warriors. Minute gone here in the second quarter. McMullen with it. Gives it on the wing to 80-80. Drives right. Gets all the way down and lays it up and in. She was just determined to get to the rim and did so. She's got six. There's a push up the floor by Sullivan and jumps into Eliza, but they're going to call a foul on Eliza. I don't know about that one. Got to tell you, that one looked an awful lot like Eliza had position and Sullivan just jumped into her. They get a quick little inbound. Imig misses everything. Rebound by Eliza. Ahead to 80-80 out and running in front of everybody with left-hand lay-in. It's a layup drill there. That's how you draw it up, right? You rebound, you throw a long outlet pass, the defense didn't get back. So 28-8 Warriors now with their largest lead of the game. 6:35 remaining second quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. McMullen with 10, 89 with 8, Maya with 6. Eliza yet to score, but she has been all over the place on the boards and the assists, really pushing the tempo whenever the ball's in her hands. She and Maya have done a great job of that here in the first half. Maya and Grove, Harzman Grove, both getting extended breaks here on the bench. Wilson and Rice are in the game. And they're still in the game along with McMullen and both Nisleys. So Warriors have backed off their press. It'll be a 1-3-1 half court now. McMullen will meet him at the center circle as they cross half court, box the ball away. Then gets another tip, chased down to the back. No, they're going to say didn't get a tip. It was just a bad pass. I thought McMullen got a tip. It was right in front of the official, though. And as soon as the ball was chased down by the Crusaders, Sullivan, they called over and back. So there was no tip, just forced a bad pass. That's even better. Coach Imek has no answers. He just does not have the athleticism or the skill level to be able to deal with the Warriors. You got to have one of those, right? Rice with it. Goes out to 80 on the right angle. Drives. Bounce pass to Eliza. Tried to go over to Wilson. Not a good pass by Eliza there. That one went too far out of bounds. Had the wrong spin on it. You got to put the little wraparound side spin on that pass so it comes up into your teammate's hands instead of away from her. Up on top with it. Imig swings it right side to Sullivan. High post, knocked away by Wilson, stolen by Rice, throws it ahead to McMullen. McMullen takes it in and lays it up and in for her 12th point of the first half. Great job by Kylie Wilson and Emily Rice there to get that fast break started with the tip and the outlet pass. On top, down low, it's Sullivan, loses the ball out of bounds. Good defense there by Eliza Nisley. Back into the game, Harzma and Grove along with Wright out. Replace both Nisleys and McMullen. So it's Grove, Rideout, Harzma, Rice, and Wilson on the floor for the Warriors. Harzma brings it up. Starts the offense by going over to Rice on the right wing. Rice looking for a cutter. Gets down low to Wilson. Wilson, nothing there. Back out to Rice. Rice, jab step left, goes right. Back to Wilson in the high post. Out to Grove on top. Drives left. Kicks. Right out for three. Short. Long rebound. Grove knocks it loose. Picked up by Pass. Pass throws long ahead to Sullivan. Harzma hustling back. Can't get there. And Sullivan gets her first basket of the game. Nice outlet pass by Sophie Pass. Coming back right at you with a 30-10 lead. It's Harzma all the way to the rim, and she scores. Nobody stopped the ball. That'll drive a coach absolutely crazy. Lack of basketball awareness there by the Crusaders. Ball off of the hands of Imig and out of bounds. 32-10 Warriors, 5 minutes to go here in the first half. And Amdi will have the ball on the turnover. Harzma jogs up the right side of the floor with it. Man-to-man defense for the Crusaders. Gets a screen, splits the defense, gets left, out to right out. Looks at the three. Now back out to Grove on top. Grove, a couple of dribbles, over to right out. Works right, back left, drives, gets in deep. Nothing there. Bounce pass to Harzma. Cutting to the rim. What a pass by Rideout. Harzma missed the shot. Rebound pass ahead to Sullivan. Knocked away and out of bounds. Be Warriors ball. No. Off of the Warriors, I guess. It's going to be Crusader ball. Back into the game is Eleanor Pass, and she replaces Bennett. Eleanor Pass inbounds to Sullivan. Sullivan, middle of the floor, swings left angle. Imig out on top to Pass, right angle. Sullivan now. Warriors in a zone still. 1-3-1. Back out. Imig swings it to Eleanor Pass, down to Sophie Pass, down low. Found Fridley, and Fridley misses the shot. Going to say it went off of the Warriors and out of bounds. Fridley had great low post position there. She does a good job of getting in the right spot. She just doesn't finish well unless she's facing the basket. Pass, her shot blocked by Grove. Rice gets tripped up. Kind of a delayed whistle there. First team foul on the Crusaders with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Warriors have one team foul as well. 32-10 Warriors. Harzma up the right side with it. Meets up with Sullivan there, 40 feet from the basket. Works her way to the foul line. Gives it to Rice. Rice starts to weave across the top. They go in the left corner to right out. Right out with it. Back to Harzma. 15 on the shot clock as she backs it out. Breaks down her man. Drives. Gets in. Left-hand lay and missed that one. Good defense there by Imig, I guess. And Pass with the rebound. Middle of the floor. Pass. Leaves it out on the left wing. for Sullivan. Her pass tipped to Eleanor pass, then back to Sullivan for three. Too strong. Rebound. Good box out by Rideout and pulls down the rebound. Harzma ahead to Rice, threw it behind her and out of bounds. Uncharacteristic bad pass there by Maya. I don't know if she thought Emily was going to widen out or what. Sullivan with it. Works her way up the middle of the floor, coming up on the three-minute mark to go in the second quarter, 32-10. Warriors, there's a steal by Rice. Rice trying to throw ahead to Harzma. Harzma chases it down, gives it to Rideout. Rideout starts to drive, puts the brakes on, back to Rice. Rice fakes the three, drives, gets in deep, doubled, back out to Rideout on top Grove. Lots of time on the shot clock. Grove drives, gets in deep, turns, spins back to the right shoulder, missed that one, and the rebound to Sullivan. Sullivan pushes hard up the left side, puts the brakes on, gets to the middle of the floor. Warriors set up in their 1-3-1 with Harzma on top, over in the right angle to pass. Eleanor pass, tries to go inside. They go back out to Sullivan for three. Strong on that one also. Rebound, Imig right in front of the rim, missed the putback, and the rebound off of Grove's hand and out of bounds. It'll be Crusader ball. Into the game for the Warriors. They're going to have all five starters now back on the floor for the last 2:29. No foul trouble out there. Nobody has more than one for the Warriors. Sullivan, Imig for three, banks it. I don't know if she called that or not, but Bailey Imig with her first basket of the game makes it 32-13. Inbound three-pointer, uncontested, really. Harzma with it on the right wing. It was high post. Eliza swings it to Grove, fakes the three, drives, kicks to McMullen. Misses the corner three, ball out of bounds to the Warriors as Eliza battled a couple of white jerseys there. 2:06 remaining, first half, 32-13, Warriors on top by 19 points. Bob into Grove, Grove in the mid post, hands to Harzma on the curl, bounce pass to Eliza down low, steps through, hooks it up, misses the shot, ball out of bounds off the Warriors' Grove. Warriors not finishing very well there at the rim in traffic. Sullivan with the ball, met by Harzma, she crosses half court. Or by McMullen, excuse me. Fridley had it, lost it. McMullen with the steal out on top. She'll take it in uncontested for the lay-in. McMullen with 14 here in the first half. Mostly on short jumpers and fast break baskets. She hasn't hit a three. There's a pass tipped by McMullen out of bounds. 1-3-1 still for the Warriors on their defensive scheme. Salem Academy will inbound. Top of the key on the right side here. They get in the mid post of Fridley. Traveled. No call. Back out. And Sullivan jumped up to catch a poorly thrown pass, which Fridley owns by tapping her chest there. She landed out of bounds with the ball. Warriors will take a timeout with 1:27 left to go. 30-second timeout. So the last couple times down the floor, Warriors have been unsuccessful in getting the shots they want in their half-court offense. So my guess is that's what this timeout is about, is ignore the scoreboard. Here's what I want you to do when you come down. We're going to run this set, execute it, look for this, look for that, whatever it is that Jed's going to have them run. But it's really about let's get a good offensive set out of the half-court. What happens in games like this is your defense and your fast breaks create so many easy baskets that sometimes your half court can get a little sloppy and you don't feel the urgency to execute well. And so my guess is that's what that 30-second timeout had something to do. Like, this is the set I want to see. Here's what I want us to be disciplined and do in the half court. Harzma with it to McMullen, down in the corner to Eliza. She works back out, drives, gets all the way to the rim, lays it up, missed that, put back up and in by Grove. Good hustle by Sarah Lynn on the weak side. Eliza missed. That was a wide-open lay-in for her. Just went up a little too strong, almost like she thought she was going to get contact. Imig on the left wing. Back out on top. Sullivan. McMullen harassing the ball. Back over to Imig. Misses the three. Grove tips. And they're going to get a travel called on 80. Grove tipped it right to 80. 80 wanted to make a move, and the official said she drug her pivot foot there as the defense was right in front of her. Sullivan will inbound left side of the key. Gets it in. Fridley, or pass up and under, missed that one. She gets it back right at the rim, hooks it up, misses that one, and the ball's tipped out of bounds to the Warriors off of Fridley. Warriors ball. with 48 seconds to go in the first half and a 36-13 lead. It was 16-0. It's been a 20-13 game since then. Down low, McMullen, one dribble, back out to Nisley. Eliza drives to the corner, looks for 80 on the cut. 80 wasn't quite where Eliza thought she was going to be, just off on their timing on some of those two-man games in the half court. Pass, they double her on top, gets it back over to Eleanor. Pass, swings it to Sullivan, top of the key, over to Imig for three. Missed everything on that one, saved by Fridley, and Eliza ties up in a jump ball with Fridley. Alternating possession stays with the Crusaders with 13 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Rice in, Eliza out. Warriors zone up in a 2-3 on this inbound. They throw way out on top to Imig. Harzma on her. Tips the pass. The steal. Nope. Imig got it back. High post. Ball knocked away. Imig gets it again. Over to pass. Pass. Jacks up a deep two. Misses that at the buzzer. 36-13 after two quarters. Warriors outscore the Crusaders 14-5 in that second stanza. First half scoring for Amity, Alyssa McMullen with 14, 80 Nisley and Maya Harzma with 8 each, 4 for Sarah Lynn Groh and 2 for Kylie Wilson. For Salem Academy, 4 points for Sophie Pass, 4 points for Fridley to lead the way. All right, we'll take a break for a few minutes, got a 10-minute halftime. We'll be back with a couple minutes to go before halftime to get you set up for the second half. This is KLYC and Podbean. You're listening to Amity Warrior Sports. Welcome back, Amity Warrior basketball fans, wherever you are. I almost said football fans. Got about a minute and a half to go. I got fantasy football on the mind. I apologize. It's that time of year, fantasy football playoffs. Unfortunately, I lost in the first round, which means I'm playing for third place instead of first like I should be. But, you know, it's the way it goes. Sometimes you don't have control over your fantasy football production. All right, it is 36-13 here as we get ready to start the third quarter. Warriors on top of the Salem Academy Crusaders. Nice Warrior crowd on hands. We got more Warrior fans here than we do Salem Academy fans, I think. But that's not uncommon. Warriors with a dominant first half defensively. Didn't run great half-court offense. I think that's something that Jed can then really harp on him about. Like, I want to see better execution, more patience, more intensity maybe in the half-court. Felt like a lot of the execution was kind of lackadaisical, not very crisp on the passes. Cuts weren't maybe as crisp as they should be. Just not playing with that timely execution, cutting hard, making good passes, finishing strong, boxing out, just all those little things you'd like to see. Just wasn't great in the first half in the half court. Now, their full court defense, their defense was excellent. The fast break offense was top notch. It led to a lot of easy baskets. And the Warriors will have the ball to start the third quarter with a 23-point lead on the floor for the Warriors. Wilson starting this half as looks like 80 getting some attention to her shoe on the sideline or ankle or something. I can't tell what. Something on her right foot. McMullen with it in the corner. Harzma to Grove popping out. Elbow jumper buries it. Sarah Lynn Grove just drilling the 16-footer, making it 38-13. Such a beautiful shot. Just pulled up and just as clean as could be. Warriors defensively in man-to-man. Pass with a drive. Kicks Fridley mid-range. Bounces it around and gets it to drop in. Fridley with 6 in the game. Nice soft touch there from about 10 feet. Grove in the left corner. Fakes the pass, now goes out to Nisley. Eliza with the drive. Oh, went to kick it to McMullen, tipped and stolen by Pass. Pass with it, Sophie Pass. On top, Sullivan. Sullivan, man-to-man defense for the Warriors. McMullen on her. Goes mid-range or mid-post, blocked by Grove on Fridley. Fridley's fake to the left shoulder, went back to her right shoulder, and Grove rejected it out of bounds. Got a little stoppage here as the officials clarify something with the scorer's table. Sullivan, bounce pass to Fridley, turned, blocked, and fouled by Grove. Grove brought her arms down just a little bit, anticipating the block, and Jed saying, hey, just straight up, Sarah Lynn, straight up. And she says, I did, but she also brought them forward a little bit. So at the line, Fridley. First free throw rattles the cage and comes out. One more for the 5-10 post. They do like to run their offense through her, and we're going to have a lane violation. So she's going to not get credit for that free throw going in as teammate stepped in. I think it was Bennett stepped in before the shot. McMullen on the right wing extended on top to Grove. Grove swings to Harzma on the left angle. Harzma fakes, drives, gets in deep, lays it up, missed the shot. Grove, her shot knocked out of bounds. She just couldn't get off the ground. That ball had a hand on top of it as she went up. Harzma inbound. Warriors go 4 flat across the baseline. Lob to Grove. Banks it up and in on the little alley-oop. Grove with nice body control just spun away from her defender, Fridley. Caught the ball and in one motion laid it up off the backboard. There's a travel on Sullivan, no call. Pass to pass. Swings it to Sullivan on the right angle. Running a cutter through there is Bennett. Now back to Eleanor, pass on top. Back to Sullivan on the right side. Finds Sophie, pass on the cut. Missed the shot. Grove with the rebound to Harzma. Harzma up the left side to McMullen. Looked at the three. Didn't rush it. Back swinging on the right side to Nisley. Eliza scoreless in this game. Tries to go to the cutting Harzma a little bit too high. Harzma can't come down with it. 40-15, Amity on top. Sullivan still running the point. To Sophie, pass on the left angle. Looking for a cutter, nothing there. Back out on top, they swing it right angle to Eleanor, pass. Pass. They run cutters through, kick it back out and around to the other side. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the Warriors. It'll be Crusader ball along the left side of the key here. Underneath their own basket, looking for the cutter. Nice defense there by Wilson. Now they go out in the corner to pass. Wilson on her. Pass tries to back her down. Knocked away, and it's going to be Warriors basketball. I thought it might have gotten out before pass touched it. They said she touched it right as it went out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Harzma, middle of the floor, goes to the left angle to Hart, to McMullen. McMullen, the dribble drive, kicks it over to Harzma on the right wing. Harzma trying to feed Wilson. Nothing there. Good defense by Salem Academy. McMullen to the baseline. Picks it up. Back out to Harzma. Coming to meet her. On top. Nisley. To Harzma. 8 on the shot clock. Harzma works left. Leaves it for Grove. Grove takes a 22-footer. Little strong. Harzma with the rebound. Reset the shot clock. Back out. Nisley with the drive. Gets in deep. Out to Wilson. Back to Nisley. Nisley. Trying to go inside, goes to Grove on the left side of the key, lays it up and in and fouled. What a great pass from Nisley to Grove. Grove has 10 now, 6 in the quarter, and the assist for Eliza is at least her third of the game. Just an excellent visibility. Grove making herself available. Ball tipped out of bounds by Wilson after the missed free throw. So Warriors up 42-15. It's near the halfway point of the third quarter. Sullivan works to the right angle. Now swings it back to Sophie. Pass on top. High post. Fridley. Little runner. Missed. Grove with good defense there. Gets the rebound. Out to Harzma. Harzma slows it up. Man-to-man defense. Bennett on her. Picks up her dribble. Gives it to McMullen. McMullen. Dribbling on the left side, gets to the top of the key, now hands back to Grove, over to Harzma. She'll put up a 3 from the right angle, buries it. Beautiful shot. Maya Harzma with 11 in the game. her first three in a few games. She doesn't take it very often, but they did not guard her. She lost her man somewhere. High post. They kick it back out on top. Eleanor pass, high post, Fridley. Fridley out to Sullivan on the right wing, on top. Bennett back to Sullivan. Pass on the cut through. Blocked by Grove out of bounds. Good job by Sarah Lynn just to track that ball. Rice in. Wilson out. .341 remaining, third quarter. Salem Academy will inbound. Right side of the key. Under their own basket. Try to get it in. Fridley has to chase it down. Back out on top. The pass. Hands to Sullivan. Sullivan. Top of the key. Picks up her dribble at the foul line. Steps back. Takes the jumper. Misses that. And we're going to have a jump ball. Shot clock went off, but there was already a jump ball before that. Alternating possession will go to Crusaders. Right out coming into the game. She will replace Eliza. 3:27 remaining third quarter, 45-15. Warriors up by 30. Bounce pass knocked away and stolen. Harzma. Harzma going the other way. Slows up a little bit. Goes in with the left hand and scores. She had defense on her right. They didn't stop the left hand. She's got 13 in the game, 5 in the quarter. Sullivan works right. McMullen in front of her. Little runner on the baseline. Missed that one. Right out with the board. Right out. Ahead to Rice. Rice leaves it for Harzma to set up the offense. 3 minutes to go. McMullen, left wing. Hasn't hit a three tonight. I think she's itching to shoot one. She's missed a couple. Drives to the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Down low to Grove. Grove lays it up. Missed. And the rebound, Fridley. Grove had the good shot. Good look inside. Sullivan, on the 2.5 minute mark with it, works to the left side. Picks it up. Feeds the post. Knocked away. Get it back. Bennett with hooks up an awkward looking shot. Grove with the rebound. Grove pushes it herself. Middle of the floor. Slows it up. Leaves it back out on top to Harzma to Rice on the left wing. Rice down in the corner to right out. Right out. One dribble on top. McMullen. Ball fake to the elbow. Over to the left elbow to Grove. She drives. Kicks to right out. We've got a reach in foul called on pass. It's going to be on Eleanor pass. Second team foul and pass is second foul. Imig returns to the game for pass. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Grove, Harzma, Rice, McMullen, and Rideout. They lob into Grove at the elbow. Grove turns, drives. Her shot blocked. She brought that ball right into Imig's arms. There's a drive by pass at the other end. Puts it up with the right arm and draws contact on Rice as she kind of got under Rice's left arm. So pass will go to the line to shoot two. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 47-15, Warriors on top. Pass at the line, misses the first one. It's a Sophie pass. It's 4 points in the game. Their second leading scorer behind Fridley, who's got six, makes the second one. Warriors with the ball. Harzma brings it up, swings left angle, down in the corner to McMullen, looking inside, it's not there. Bounce pass back out to Rice, picks up her dribble, back to McMullen on the wing. McMullen drives, picks it up, jumper goes in from the elbow, banked it in. I'm not sure, I'll have to ask her later if that one was intended or not. She's got 16 in the game. Banked that one right in from about 13 feet, just below that left elbow. Harzma knocks it away, cannot chase it down. Ball out of bounds to Salem Academy by the scorer's table at half court. Warriors going left to right in front of us here, in front of me. 80 Nisley into the game, replaces Harzma. 80 hasn't played at all in the second half. They were doing something with her right ankle. They've got a brace on it, it looks like. Steal by McMullen on the inbound and then a jump ball. Ball go to the Warriors on the alternating possession. 1:27, third quarter, 49-16 Amity. Just hard for the girls to stay really crisp and focused. You got to try to get them not to look at that score clock and just play each possession with the intensity. There's a nice pass inside to Grove. She got low post position as Fridley tried to front her. McMullen with a nice ball fake and then lobbed it over the top to Grove. Grove with 8 in the quarter, 12 in the game. Sullivan, harassed, gets it back with the drive up with the left hand and in. Her second basket of the game. McMullen had a tip and then went down on the floor to try to get it. Sullivan got the ball back and then beat her to the basket on the cut after she passed the ball and got it back for the lay-in. Right out short on her jumper. Grove with the rebound. Had it, lost it. Picked up by Nisley, and she's fouled from behind by Sullivan. Warriors ball. Right side of the key here on along the baseline under their own basket. They box it up. One at each elbow, one at each box. Run a little screen across. Get it into right out. Right out. Back out on top to Rice. Fakes the three. Starts to drive out to Grove. She'll fake the three. Drive with the left hand. And it's knocked away and stripped out of bounds by Fridley. Warriors ball. Sarah Lynn's got to learn not to bring that ball to her belly button as she goes up for that lay-in. When you do that, you bring the ball back kind of to the midsection of your body and allows that defender to strip that. If she keeps that ball on that left side as she takes it up, bring the right hand across your body to that left hand, that left side, then you can protect it. Nice pass inbound to right out on the cut. Nobody guarded her. She gets the lay-in on the right side, her first basket of the game. And the Warriors extend to a 35-point lead, 53-18. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. High post, Fridley. Back out on top, Imig swings left side, Sullivan, McMullen on her. They get it back to Sullivan on the cut, out to Fridley, elbow jumper, knocks it down. It's a good little inside-out game there by Sullivan and Fridley. Grove puts one up just at the buzzer from about 35 feet and comes up a little short. After three quarters, Amity with a commanding 53-20 lead, outscoring Salem Academy 17-7 in that third quarter. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville and Podbean. Your home. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Fourth quarter action getting ready to start here in about 10 seconds. Amity with a 53-20 lead in this girls' basketball game. We will see who's on the floor here for the Warriors. We've got Wilson and Rice and Rideout and McMullen and Ulloa. Race into the game for the first time. So McMullen should run the point here. They get a little handoff to Sullivan. Drives in and gets the left-handed lay-in. Good little give and go on the inbounds there. McMullen overplayed her to the top side, and she went towards the baseline and got to the basket. Right out on the right wing to Ulloa. Ulloa on top. Rice fakes the three. Picks up her dribble back to Grace. Tries to feed down low to Wilson. Wilson had Fridley sealed off and then kind of let her off her hip before the pass was made, or just as the pass was made, and Fridley able to knock it out of bounds. Wilson holds that post position just about a half second longer. Wilson, left baseline, misses the jumper, rebound inside. Imig with it. Sullivan. Warriors with a 31-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Sullivan works right. On top to pass, swings left angle. Imig for three, no good. Rebound, McMullen. Alyssa. Sullivan will pick her up as she crosses half court. Works to the right to right out. Right out. On, oh, threw that one away. Pass with the steal. Going in, hustling from behind. She misses the shot. Ball's loose on the floor. Save. Still loose. Save now finally out to Fridley. Swings it over to Imig, on top to pass. Warriors get the stop, but can't get the loose ball. Twice it was on the floor. Imig on the right wing, looking for cutters going through, kind of run a little circle cuts here on the top of the key. Bennett had it, lost it when she put the ball on the floor for one dribble, and it'll be Warriors basketball. Running clock here in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go, as we have more than a 30-point lead. That running clock kicks in any time in the fourth quarter. Right out. Good looking jumper from about 17 feet, but it only went 15 and a half feet. The pass, a run out by Sullivan, and she gets the basket. She's got 8 in the game. Nice lead pass there by the Crusaders. Pass overplays the wing there and is able to knock McMullen's pass away and out of bounds. Intended for Rice. Sophie passed out. Eleanor passed back in. Warriors with the ball. Right out on top. Looks to Ulloa on the back door. Tipped pass ends up in McMullen's hands in the corner. She'll dribble it back out on top to Rice. Rice goes down low to Wilson. That's a great pass. Wilson misses. Rice with the rebound. Puts it back up. She misses. Wilson with another rebound. And it goes off the leg of Sullivan and out of bounds. And she tried to pass it out to Wright out in the right corner. 5 minutes and counting to go here in the fourth quarter. They lob into Ulloa out to Wright out. Fakes the three. Starts to drive. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass out to Ulloa. And a shot clock violation. Warriors never hit the rim on those two shot attempts they had inside. Both of them went over the top of the rim. Sullivan walks it up the floor here in the fourth quarter. Clock running, so it'll only stop with a timeout or foul shots. On the side, Imig on top to pass. Pass back to Imig on the left angle. Looks for the cutters going through. Back out to Sullivan. Feeds the high post. Fridling lost it. Wilson with the steal. Right out. Top of the key. Works right side to McMullen. McMullen fakes. Goes left. Down low to Wilson. Wilson up strong. Got it blocked from behind. She fumbled it just a little bit and so was a little slow to get her shot up. Sullivan at the other end drives on McMullen. Pushes off. Gets away with it and lays it up and in. McMullen trying to just hold her ground, and Sullivan just kind of gave her a little shove with the left arm. And at the other end, McMullen misses the jumper. Wilson with it. She's fouled on the putback. Good hustle by Kylie. She was boxed out, but beat Fridley by getting around her after she was boxed out to hustle after that ball as it fell to the floor. Laid it up and drew the foul. Wilson to the line to shoot two. Misses the first one. Kylie just with 2 points today. Felt like she's gotten herself a little too deep a number of times on the offensive end. Into the game, Rachel Dyer replaces McMullen. Clock is stopped with 3:43 remaining in the fourth quarter. Wilson hits the second one. Pass ahead. Imig drives. Little runner high off the glass. Misses. Ulloa with the rebound. Pushing hard the other way. Goes to the right side. She loses it, hustles to get it back, and throws it between Rice's legs and out of bounds. ...54-26 Amity on top. Commanding lead. Sullivan to pass. Right corner, Imig. Back to pass on the cut. Lays it up. Missed the lay-in. Gets it back. Out on top to Sullivan. To Eleanor pass. Eleanor was high post to Fridley. Knocked away. She gets it back. Pass. Hooks a pass. And knocked away by Wilson. And tied up by Sullivan. What a great hustle play by Kylie Wilson. Alternating possession goes to the Warriors. 2:45 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Right out. Brings it up. Works toward the right angle. Bounce pass to Rice. Fakes the three. Starts to drive. Gets it stolen by pass. Got to be stronger with the ball. Pass falls down. They're going to get a foul on Rice. I don't know about that. Must have got their feet tangled up. So into the game, Bennett returns, replaces Eleanor pass. 2:24 remaining. Wind the clock. That shouldn't stop on substitutions. Only stops on foul shots and timeouts. Hook a pass on the baseline to pass, and it goes off her hands and out of bounds. She tried to act like it wasn't off of her, but the smile on her face after the call lets you know she knew. Right out brings it up. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. See if the Warriors can get a decent offensive set here. Not this time, as she's double-teamed and the ball is knocked away by Sullivan. Bingman in and Wilson out. Warriors inbound. Get it into Rice. Rice turns to the baseline. They double her. And She ends up on the floor with it, tries to get it out. It's stolen by Pass. Throws ahead to Imig. Imig chases it down in the right corner. Down underneath to Sullivan. Left hand or right hand reverse lay-in up and in for Sullivan. She's got 12 in the game. Just 12 of their 28. She only had two in the first half. Ball knocked away by from right out and out of bounds. Warriors ball with a minute 18. Here come four JV subs into the game for Salem Academy with a minute 10. Warriors will inbound here. Ulloa back to right out. Right out. Ulloa on the left wing. Down in the corner to Dyer. Dyer out to Rice. Puts up a three. No good. Long rebound. Right out. Chases it down. 48 seconds. New shot clock. And we're going to have a ball out of bounds. I don't know what that was. I'll reset the shot clock to 35. They hadn't reset it. Rice with it to Dyer in the corner. Down low, Bingman. Bingman works. Gets her shot blocked by number four, Brault. And into the hands of Ditto. Ditto across half court with 20 seconds. Left angle, a little drive by number 33, Vobble. Back out on top. Imig gives it up to Friesen. Friesen back to Imig. Imig works right. Skips the pass cross court. Left-hand lay-in up and in at the buzzer by Vobble. She gets a basket. Final score here from Salem Academy. Amity 54 and Salem Academy 30. For the Warriors tonight, it was Alyssa McMullen with 14 in the first half, 16 overall. Sarah Lynn Grove had 12 points. Maya Harzma had 8 in the first half, 13 overall. Adie Nisley with 8, 3 for Kylie Wilson, 2 for Rideout. For Salem Academy, Sullivan with 12 and Fridley with 8. So that will do it for the girls' game. We're going to have about 20 minutes in between games here. So what I'm going to do is probably in about 10 minutes or so, I don't want to do it too soon, but in about 10 minutes or so, I'm going to start a new Podbean. So when you lose music, then you'll know that you need to rejoin the other podcast. And on KLYC, it'll just kind of play through until we come back here in about, probably 15 or 16 minutes. Thanks for listening to Girls Basketball. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hometown electrical contractor, call 503-435-9483.